7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the second hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261, and we're going to work together so that you can have a great gardening season. We were talking with Larry just a few minutes ago about growing hyacinth bulbs in water, and a lot of the garden centers sell a special vase. And it looks similar to an hourglass with kind of a pinched waist. Big top, cut open so that you can insert the bulb, and then a lot of water in the bottom circle of the glass vase. And this is a fun thing to do. You put your hyacinth bulb in the container, you fill it full of water so that the water is about a half an inch soaking into the bulb, because the root system is on the very bottom, and it's a flat disc almost, and the roots are dormant, so they have to be in contact with moisture. Now, keep the bulb in a warm area, and within 4 or 5 days, you're going to see roots develop in that hyacinth glass. Once the hyacinth begins to grow, it will make foliage first. It will come out just like a big fat bud. Then it will split open, and the leaves will bend outwards, and from the center will come the actual hyacinth bloom. Now, once you start to see the color from the actual bulb, and you see the flower, move the hyacinth where it's going to get plenty of light, but out of a hot area. If you keep it in a south-facing window, it's going to grow very, very quickly, and it's also going to stretch so that it will become taller than it would outside, and it's going to become top-heavy, and the hyacinth flower is going to fall over. So move it to an east window or a west window where it's going to get morning sun or late in the day sun. And again, keep it cool, and that way it will flower for you a lot longer. Now, when the bulb is finished blooming, cut the flower off, but allow the foliage to continue to grow. If you have another hyacinth bulb and you want to grow it in that same container, take the hyacinth out of the vase and pot it up into a container with soil and continue to grow it on now a south-facing window. See, that hyacinth has used all of its energy to make the blossom. And when you look at the bulb, it looks nice and firm, but the center of the bulb is hollow. because that's where the bud came from. And if you don't give it a chance to replace that energy, the bulb will actually shrink and may not bloom again. So if you're all done with it, put it in a container with some soil, feed it on a regular basis, and that hyacinth will come right back to life. And then in late April, dig a hole, plant it in your garden, and it will rebloom for you next spring in your garden. How's that? Good question, Larry. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Stanley from Mass with a question about roses.
Hey, Stanley, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me. Hey, I got two quick questions and I'll hang up. I just want to verify what I've read on pruning knockout roses. I've got a nice knockout rose bush. It's a little bit overgrown, and I've read that you should prune these in late winter. I just want to verify that's correct. And my second question is, are the Patriots going to win today? Enjoy the game, Paul.
Okay, thanks. On your first question, in the Northeast, if you live from, I'm going to say Georgia north, or at least North Carolina north, I would never prune a rose in the late winter. The reason is, when you make that cut, you are breaking the seal of that plant. And now you have an open wound that's exposed to the air. And the month of February, traditionally, is one of the toughest months for all of our plants. Your days are getting longer. The intensity of the sun is getting brighter. And traditionally, February is windier than December or January. So you've got cold wind blowing on your rose bush where you've made a cut. The cut is not sealed, and as the wind blows through your rose bush, it's sucking moisture out of that branch. And by pulling the moisture out, the branches in the immediate area begin to dry out with moisture loss, and you could. So my suggestion and what I do with my roses is, being from Maine, I'm a Red Sox fan. And when the Red Sox play baseball for real, not in Florida, but when they come to Fenway Park in Boston, that's the time for me to prune my roses. If you live in Chicago, when your White Sox play baseball for real, that's when you do it. Okay? So when your favorite team begins to play, that's when you prune back your roses. Now, today at 3 o'clock, the Patriots are playing. And Baltimore is a wonderful city. They have a wonderful team. But just like Denver, they will return home with sad faces, because Brady, Welker, and everybody else are excited, and this is our year. Believe me, it will be exciting. Go Pats. 855-660-4261. Give us a call and cheer on the Pats this afternoon. Remember, this is a game we've been waiting for. Goodbye, Ravens. The Blackbird will be flying south back to Baltimore. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mary from Mass with a question about limited space gardening.
Hey, Mary, good morning. How can we help you with your small garden that will produce a lot.
Listen, I'm calling for my friend. She lives in Provincetown, and just the nature of Provincetown, space is limited. And she just recently moved to a new apartment and wondered if you could plant vegetables close to the foundation of the house and not be affected by any leaching from, you know, the foundation or any type of pressure-treated wood that's close by.
Okay. As far as the foundation, the only problem that she would have would be some of the lime from the cement coming into the soil. And in most cases, that would be beneficial because the soil on Cape Cod in Provincetown is on the acid side. So that will help to counterbalance the acidity, and she could do vegetables there with no problem at all. If there's pressure treated, then try and plant away from it, because a pressure treated timber is something that you want to stay away from. But up against the foundation, no problem at all. I've planted tomatoes up against the foundation of the house 1 year so that I could keep them living longer. And what I would do is, when it got cold, I nailed a blanket to the house and covered the plant with it to keep it live that much longer.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world. Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Coming up at 8 o'clock, if your station only carries the program until 8, you can go to the computer, and you can listen to the program on paulparent.com. We are going to be talking about a brand new tall phlox. And I know a lot of you that grow perennials have a problem with tall phlox because by July, they begin to get powdery mildew. Well, the people that have produced this new rose bush we were talking about earlier, called the flower carpet rose, they have produced a new variety of tall growing phlox that will not get powdery mildew. So that's coming up at 8 o'clock, and we don't want you to miss it. Okay? So if your station only carries a program until 8, go to the internet, paulparent.com, and you can listen to it right on the website. Okay, Tom, who's up next? The lines are quiet, they're open, and if you have a gardening question, now is the time to call. The number is 588-660-4261, and we will help you with your garden. Now, another good sign that spring is right around the corner, if you live in New England, on February 23rd, 24th, 5th, and 26th is a Rhode Island flower show. So write that down on your calendar. February 23rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th is the Rhode Island flower show. It's the first flower show in the New England area, and it is a wonderful show. We'll be telling you more about it as we get closer, but just giving you some signs that things are beginning to happen. Spring, 58 days away. The days are getting longer. The weather's cold. We've had a little bit of snow, but things are getting better. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Evelyn from Mass with a question about Clivia.
Evelyn, good morning. How can we help you with your clivia?
Yes, I have two questions. One is about my clivia plant, and the other is a Christmas cactus. The clivia plant was from my daughter. It was attached to the big plant, and I've had it for a number of years, but it's only got about 8 or 10 leaves on it, and some are about 12 inches long down to 8, and then I have two the new leaves that are coming up that were, maybe about an inch. They were just showing up, and they've been growing like crazy the past month, and now they're about 4 inches, and I'd like to know what I need to do for this plant to produce the flower and how much longer it will take.
Okay. Usually a clivia plant will flower when it has 6 to 8 leaves on the plant. It needs to be pot-bound. It needs to feel tight in that pot. So if you've got a small plant in a great big container, it could take even longer. So they do like to be tight in the container. The other thing is they love to be fed. So when possible, if you could fertilize them, and from now on, do it every 2 weeks. And if you forget, like a lot of us do, and I'm just as much to blame as anybody else, I use Osmocote. It looks like little BBs. And I will put a tablespoon, maybe a little bit more, in the container. And every time I water, that plant gets fed for the next 3 to 4 months, depending on the type that you buy. But Osmocote is wonderful. Give your clivia as much sunshine as possible. Spin the plant each week so both sides get adequate sun. And if you hold on, when we come back, I'll talk to you about your Christmas cactus. Okay? So please, hold on. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampPad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAD.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAD.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAD.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking with Evelyn about her clivia plant and how a clivia plant has to be pot-bound. It really needs to be tight, lots of sun, and that really does help, and fed on a regular basis. And during the summer, put it outside. You know, what I do with some of my houseplants is I'll find a place where they'll get morning sun or late in the day sun. And if I can put them, like, underneath a crab or a dogwood, I'll dig a little hole, submerge the pot halfway in the ground, so that way it doesn't flop over with the wind. Or if you've got a deck or a porch or a patio where you get a lot of sun, keep it there. It looks nice, and it will do exactly what you want. What was your question about your Christmas cactus?
Well, the Christmas cactus is a good size, but and the leaves are nice and long, and they're drooping. And I believe it might be in garden soil instead of potting soil.
Okay. When did you repot it last?
Oh, about a year ago.
Okay, well, I wouldn't attempt to repot it at this point. As a Christmas cactus gets bigger and bigger and bigger, it does have a tendency for the tips to kind of weep over a little bit. So that's nothing to be concerned about. If the growth is green, The plant is looking healthy. You're not losing chunks of plants. And everything is fine. Don't mess with it. And normally a Christmas cactus is repotted every 3 to 5 years. So if you just did it a year ago, and you try and pull it out of the pot, pull some of the old soil out, and use some new soil, you may do more harm. So if it's not broken, don't try and fix it. But as they age, they do tend to weep over a little bit. So don't panic. Everything is okay.
This is quite a bit drooping over, the whole plant.
The whole plant is?
And the leaves are not what you'd call nice and thick.
Is the cactus getting plenty of sun?
It's in an east window.
Okay, so it's only getting morning sun?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Try moving it to a south-facing window where it's going to get more sun during the day. Are you feeding it every 2 to 3 weeks?
It has Osmocote in it.
Okay, and how long ago did you put the Osmocote?
In the fall.
Okay, so September, October, November, December, it's probably time to do it again. And the way that you can tell, take some of the little pellets and put it between your fingers and crack them open. And you're going to be amazed. I never knew this until a friend showed me. And most of us, we look at the Osmocote in the pot and we think it's still good. But if it's been watered on a regular basis, that little pellet still is there, but the inside is hollow. So pick up some of the pellets, squeeze it, and if when you squeeze it, it cracks open and it's hollow, then it's time to reapply. Good question. Thank you. Hey, Tom, were you able to get a hold of CN? Oh, it's 7:30 East Coast time. So if you get a chance, give her a call now. Okay, that's wonderful. Okay, now, also at this time of the year, because your days are getting longer, if any of you have planted new broadleaf evergreen, boxwood, rhododendrons, azaleas, especially if you live in the northern third of the country, Washington, D.C., north, okay? Azaleas are not as hardy as rhododendron. And when you get into, like, Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, northern New York State, where it really does get colder, it does make a difference that when you get a nice day during late January or February, that you do apply an anti-desiccant like Wilproof. If you put it down on the plant in the fall, that's great. But if the weather has changed like it has, a second application would be well worth your investment. But remember, you need to have the daytime temperature of 40 so that the product has a chance to dry on the plant. If you put it on and your temperature is above freezing, it will freeze on the plant rather than penetrate and do its job properly. So start thinking about doing that. The other thing that I want you to do is walk around your yard at this time of the year on a nice day. I mean, right now in my house in Kennebunk, it's 4. So I'm not going to take a cup of coffee and walk out in the yard. The neighbors are going to think that I've finally lost my mind. But when the weather gets nice, walk around your property and look for areas that you would like to improve. And then call me. And we'll try and work some ideas to help you out in those areas. Now, my weekly newsletter does give you a lot of information. This week, we talked about this new carpet rose. I did a story on the piggyback plant. And now that is a great indoor plant. If you're new at gardening and you haven't had luck with some of the other hanging plants, the piggyback plant is very good, and all the directions are right there on how to grow it. And the third story I did on the newsletter is about rosemary. And what I did, along with how to grow it and where to grow it, I told you about the legend and some of the folklore about rosemary. Very, very interesting. And rosemary is a plant that got started from the Mediterranean and has now grown across the world. And it comes from the Latin word that means sea dew, or dew from the sea. And the reason it got that name is when it's in bloom, early in the morning, the plant looks like it has dew on the foliage because of the flowers. So there's some great information on it. It's free. And you just go to paulparent.com. Click on newsletter. Put in your email address. And you will receive it every single Sunday, every single Thursday. And there's no charge. And we also have an archive of all the newsletters that I have written in the last 2+ years. So take a look at it. There's some great information that will help you. What did you say? Okay, give us our caller.
All right, next up we've got Karen from Mass with a question about weeping mulberry.
Hey, Karen, good morning. Tell me about the weeping mulberry. Karen, you have to have a little bit of patience this morning. Now, if we can help you, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. It's 7:44 in the morning. We'd like to help you with your garden. You should have a cup of coffee in front of you, the Sunday paper, and let's get psyched up. Because we're 58 days from spring. It may be cold outside where you live, but it's going to be better. Okay, Tom, who's next?
All right, now we've got Karen.
Okay. Karen, how can we help you with your garden this morning?
Oh, hi. We were just speaking, and I guess we get cut off. I don't know. I have the weeping mulberry, and it's about 8 years old. And it's crooked, and you can really tell now that the leaves have all dropped, you know, it's been gone. And I'm wondering, is there any way, I trimmed it to make it look like it's not as crooked as it is, but is there any way to stake it and, you know, gently pull it back and it's in an upright position? And then I have plants sitting two hibiscus trees, indoor hibiscus trees, and the leaves mm-hmm. are yellow, and I'm wondering if I'm overwatering them. I'm not sure.
Okay. On your indoor hibiscus, how often are you feeding them?
I have a jug with Miracle-Gro in it, and I have it under my sink, so it's always ready to go. Okay. And so every time I feed, and it's a diluted, it's not a real strong Miracle-Gro, but every time I feed them, they water them like once or twice a week, they're getting Miracle-Gro.
Okay. Feed them at full strength. Many years ago, I met a man from Hawaii, and when he lived in Hawaii, he told me he had over 200 varieties of hibiscus. he moved to Massachusetts, and he was not able to bring the plants with him. He brought cuttings, but he couldn't dig the plants because you can't bring soil from Hawaii into the continental United States. So he brought a lot of cuttings. They rooted real well, and he has a small greenhouse. And he told me that if you want them to really stay dark green, to grow properly, and to produce flowers year round, not just in the spring and the summer and the early fall, but all year, you need to feed the plant with full strength liquid fertilizer and put some Osmocote in it at the same time. It really does make a difference in the quality of the plant. And I had a hibiscus for several years. I did exactly that, and it did real, real well. Now, on your weeping mulberry, this is what I want you to do. At my house, in my backyard, 2 years ago, I purchased a weeping Norway spruce. And it grew 6 foot tall, and then it would cascade down, touching the ground. I want to give it character. So what I did is, where it was weeping down, I put a brace in the ground. I cut a branch about 3 inches in diameter with the top that was a Y, like a slingshot. Cut it as a brace. I'll tell you more in a minute.
Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it. Have you ever made compost in the backyard? It's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.pollparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at pollparent.com. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1- 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking with Karen about her weeping mulberry, and it's a plant that grows straight up, gets to a certain level, and then it grows straight down again. And it's a graceful looking plant, but when it grows on the ground, you lose all the character. And I have a weeping Norway spruce that was doing the same thing. And you really weren't getting the full enjoyment of that character. So all I did, Karen, I went out in the woods. I found the branch about 3 inches in diameter that had a fork in it, just like a Y. And I knew I needed a branch that was going to be about, 4.5 to 5 feet high. So I cut the branch from the tree, cut the Y, and then lifted up where the branch was weeping, and about 2 feet away from the plant, I put this brace that's just like a crutch. So now my plant goes up straight, then runs horizontally till it hits the crutch, and then gradually begins to weep down, giving the plant a lot more character. And that's what you should do with yours. And you're going to see a big, big difference. Also, by doing that, it's going to stimulate the side branches where it's horizontal to develop, to make it thicker, to make it fuller. and the plant will look a lot nicer. And as the plant becomes bigger, you just take that crutch, that Y crutch that you've made, and just keep moving it out a little further from the tip of the plant. I was at a botanical garden in Florida several years ago, and they had a weeping blue atlas cedar. The same thing. And they had 7 braces where the new growth was growing to create almost a umbrella or a canopy type appearance. And then under it, they planted ground covers and flowers. And that's what you should do. So you give it a try. Push it into the ground, maybe 4 to 6 inches, so when it's windy it doesn't wobble and fall. And that's all I did, and it looks wonderful. Thank you. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got David from New Hampshire with a question about honeybees.
Hey, David, how can we help you with the bees this morning?
Well, I've been keeping bees off and on since, about 1950, and it seems like each year it's harder and harder to get a swarm through the winter. So I've been trying to watch the environment and see when it first appears my bees are getting stressed. And
yes,
it always seems like it's right when the corn tassels out. Now, right across the river from me is a huge corn piece. There's several hundred acres of corn. And so I talked with other beekeepers, and the consensus is that the closer we live to these corn pieces, the more problems we have wintering our bees over. Now, is there something in this corn that they're raising now, or the spray they're putting on? What is it that's stressing our bees that seems to appear right when the corn tassels out?
Well, I'll tell you. I just sent an email the other day to, let's see, where is it? I received a new catalog in the mail, a seed catalog. And the name of the company is Baker Creek Heirloom Seed. And the owner of the company has written some wonderful stories about GMO. And that is a process where a company called Monsanto has genetically altered the seed.
Right.
And that may be the problem, because they have done something to the pollen. He is going to be on the radio within the next couple of weeks, and I will post it on the newsletter, and we will tell you on the radio the week before, and we will have him on for a whole hour so that you can ask questions about what the GM